In the Philippines, proposals to resurrect the death penalty law have resurfaced in the Senate following a spate of crimes that have rocked Manila since the new year. There are currently two bills pending in Congress, but some lawmakers, the National Police Chief, and even the President have voiced opposition to the revival of capital punishment. Editor of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines News Service, Melo Acuna, says the Filipino bishops believe that the problem of crime cannot be curbed by enacting the death penalty, but by strengthening the existing criminal justice system.
Very recently, we had a crime wave in Manila. This happened despite the fact that we have a new government under President Benigno Simeon Cuanco Aquino III, who promised to deliver what has been what has remained undelivered by the previous administration. So we had a series of kidnapping incidents, we had a series of extrajudicial killings and heinous crimes of that, and probably this could have led the good legislators to advocate for the reimposition of the death penalty in the Philippines.
Those who are against it say that it will disproportionately affect those who are weaker.
Well, of course, I just talked with the CBCP president himself, Bishop Nereo P. Odshimar, who is also the Bishop of Tandag in Surigao del Sur. He said the government should do everything it could to apprehend those responsible for the crimes and that there should be speedy dispensation of justice. And whoever is found to be guilty of such crimes should be jailed without any privilege. Because in the Philippines, usually the rich and influential people, whenever they are found guilty, have special privileges in jail. They have special places for them to stay. They are accorded special treatment by the jail guards. And I also talked to Bishop Pedro D. Arrigo, the chairman of the Episcopal Commission on Truth and Pastoral Care, who said that the advocates of the imposition of the death penalty are barking at the wrong tree, because what is needed at the moment is more efficient and very effective law enforcement, and that everybody should be treated equally. There should be no rich, no poor individuals who are faced with or those who have been charged of crimes, and that the courts should speedily dispense all these cases at the soonest possible time. The Catholic Church, according to Bishops Odshimar and Arrigo, will always be for the protection of human life. Especially the Catholic Church believes that people can change. People may be able to change for the better, and that they can live better lives after serving terms in jail.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
Looking at the issues objectively, this may, in a way, create another venue for the church to inform everyone about the sanctity of life, and that the need for a speedy dispensation of justice, and that everything about human rights should be recognized by governments like the Philippines.